Meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you all for joining the Obrami Generation panel call on the 7th of August 2018. In the call, we have Ajay, Akshat, Jay, Kudip, Mohammad, Rajiv, Samiran, Dhanalakshmi, Nehal, Dina, Pavanaja, and Pitinan. Over to you, Dr. Ajay.
Welcome to the another MBGP call, and we have a very brief call because we are now releasing another three LGRs tomorrow and certain work to take up further progress on existing released documents. And we have the whole agenda, I hope, in front of you. So let us, as per the agenda, go with MBGP principles, which Akshat can take us through again, so that we are on the same page, and then we go on and assess. Akshat, over to you, please.
Thank you, Dr. Data. Am I clearly audible?
Yes.
Okay. So this is regarding one of the discussions that we had on the WhatsApp group two, 3 days back, which is regarding, so this actually discussion started with the addition of one core point from Myanmar script, which looks similar to one of the cases that we heavily discussed upon, which is the third character. Point being, this time there was another character in Myanmar script, a character, which almost exactly looks same as the Malayalam and Odia third character. And the discussion was that it was suggested that we should incorporate that character into our cross-script variant analysis. Now, the character does look similar. However, there was a technical problem in inclusion of that particular character, as I saw, which was, so there are a couple of things. We have not officially done the cross-script variant analysis with other scripts which are not part of the new Obrami generation panel official scripts that we have decided we will take over. The only script that we have done cross-script analysis apart from NBGP scripts is the Sinhala script that we could do because there was an officially contact established and we could get their expertise available while proposing that particular variant. So that was the thing. So the call was to be taken related to whether we should add the Myanmar variant in this ad hoc manner or we should not. So there were two approaches that were discussed. One of those was that we immediately get on call with the Myanmar script and hash out the issue, and just if they agree that, okay, this appears to be a similar character, then we agree and they probably also will need to add it eventually. Myanmar script DP is not actually in an advanced stage, but they are into now core point analysis, if I'm not wrong. Kinan can correct me if I'm wrong. So, and then we add whatever is the decision according to that to our scripts. However, one of the problems with that was then it might appear like we have officially examined all the Myanmar characters and then only that particular character was found to be variant, which I do not think will be the case. If we go into the deeper analysis of that, we might come up with some additional variants and that may stall the progress of our other scripts. So that was something that we may probably should not have opted for. The other option was that we go ahead with our current proposition, that whatever our schedules, we go ahead with that, we go ahead with the public comments of the same. And so public comment is the process. The way we see it is we are now officially declaring that, okay, we are done with our work and we can, other world community can look at the scripts and decide and give comments on that. And that period is best to be utilized for cross-script discussion with other scripts, which for which GPs exist, specifically if they are in the Brahmi-derived lineage. In that context, the option two was suggested that we go ahead with the public comment without inclusion of any character cross-script analysis from Myanmar. While the public comment is going on, we can, depending on how we decide to go ahead, there can be official contact established between probably other GPs also, where Myanmar, Thai, Laos, and even their variant analysis can be done. And anyway, at the end of the cross-script public comment period, we can add the whatever we get as a feedback on that in the editing that we do at the post-public comment period. So that is the second approach. So we need to discuss upon which we think is the best way of going ahead.
Thank you, Akshat. And so do we have Sarmad also online?
Hi, sorry, today Sarmad cannot join this call.
Okay.
So he's not
so
here.
So I have a question to you, Petinan, and that question is, let us say our script Devanagari is now released and public comment is over. And some script in the world, hypothetical question it is, some script in the world finds a variant character in Devanagari or Gurumukhi or Bengali, any script which is public after the public comment, what is the resolution mechanism for that?
Okay, sure. Right, so let me lay out a little bit of the process. So what happened is after the public comment, it will go into the integration phase. So we will see the LGR version 3. And to have the LGR version 3 finalized, we still go to another public comment for that LGR version 3, which is comprised of all the scripts. So is this possible that we have additional comments along the way? And is also possible that we will have to do some editions even after it's integrated, until the moment it's already delegated, as in the IDN top-level domain for the next round is open, then it will be hard to roll back. But before that, it is very possible to have the LGR updated.
My question is, thank you for this answer. My question is limited. I can understand that till our scope of modifying is open and it is not integrated with root zone, then we are obviously fine. We can modify whatever we likes to. However, if it is integrated and somebody comes back with a variant character in between the already integrated script and this script, then there is no resolution, right? It has to go with that defect for that script also. They have been registered. It's possible that they are already registered and you can't roll back. Rollback will never be possible, right?
Right, right. If that variant has already been registered, it will be hard to roll back.
Hard to roll back. And we have many, many cases like that in between the Latin and Cyrillic, Latin and other scripts, where we are already finding these issues, these kind of variant issues, which already exist in the real world. Right. And as we discussed already, that we do not have any other script except these 9 scripts within the scope of NVGP to even look at. Right. We are not supposed to even discuss as per within the scope. Otherwise, why only that? Why not another few thousand scripts to be looked into? We don't know. Possibly this panel is not, cannot guarantee that we know all the scripts of the world.
Right, certainly. Right.
Our scope was that, and we can take a note from everyone, that can we now restrict ourselves to option two, go with whatever we have and proceed in this direction. Let the Myanmar take that call and evaluate. And I'm sure Myanmar will also not have a scope of Devanagari in their scope. They will not have that. So they can't even find out, and they will have the same strength. So there will be eventually no variant in between these two steps. They will have the same issue, right? Why Devanagari or why Odia, whatever language or step we want to find out there.
Right, that's correct. But that's when the integration panel's roles came in. So they will be the one who see the work from the different GPs, and sometimes they give suggestions. And it also depends on the GP.
There can be two ways. One, if integration is an integration panel is supposedly expert of the whole world for the scripts, then either we increase our scope of NBGP and add whatever scripts they think are possible variant scripts at later stage or this stage. Otherwise, we as a panel, we do not have the expertise to just look one. You get my point? And at this stage, when we are closing them, when we are releasing them to the public.
Right. I think it's definitely impossible to look all the scripts. The reason that the Myanmar is in the question as of now, because following the principles of the NBGP variant analysis, it just say you will consider the scripts that is derived from the Neo Brahmi, from the Brahmi script, sorry. So basically it's the South Indian plus the Southeast Asia. So I raised the point in case we want to take a look at it, but of course it doesn't have to be the mandatory, and it depends on the NBGP.
Can I come in?
Yeah, Akshat. Let us hear everybody's view. So, what everybody says, and then we move in this decision. Is Professor Uday is also here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, my position is very clear. I have already said that option 2 is the best.
Great. Perfect. Let us hear 1 and 2. So, instead of repeating the whole sentences, let us hear anybody from 1. Then we move further. So, I am okay with 2. Akshat is okay with 2. This is okay with 2. Anybody?
This is Akshat. Can I come in?
Yeah.
So, even in option 2, there are, it's not a atomic option, actually. There are a couple of ways in which option 2 can take. And so what you're saying is actually a realistic case today that if something is already integrated, what are the chances that it can be modified or not? So, for example, Thai script is already integrated into the LGR now. And suppose, going by the same principle that we said that we will take into consideration the new Brahmi-derived scripts, then Thai is already integrated. And what if we end up finding a cross-script variant between Devanagari and Thai? That GP is probably not functional at this point, and we do not have anybody to talk to about inclusion of that or exclusion of that. So that's one thing which is impedimenting even the principle of inclusion of cross-script Brahmi-derived scripts. That is one. And the other point is, it is possible that it is very much the case that as NBGP, we do not have expertise for all the other scripts. At the max, what we can do is, with the help of ICANN, there can be a coordination established between only the Brahmi-derived scripts and only with the GPs which exist today. That will still leave out some of the GPs which may not have been formed. So, if you see, the option 2 itself is not a full-fledged all-encompassing process. The best way forward to tackle cross-script variants across the scripts, in my opinion, which I had already said before also, that it has to be a central activity which can happen as a different activity from this. Because no individual panel will be in a best position to do cross-script analysis with all the other scripts. It can be ICANN level initiative, probably with the help of IP or totally different initiative will make this analysis and make recommendations, that would be the best way forward. But the current option two that we are discussing is during the public comment period, there can be coordination and only talk to the GPs that exist. That too with only Brahmi derived scripts, because that is the wording that we have given in our MBGP cross script variant analysis scope. Principle two, everybody of us agreed.
So I think we are going on point number two. This is, and actually we already agreed on, so we wanted to have a formal call for that and decide. So I'm glad we are on the same page again. And we will see in the public comment, and we will take up with Sarmad and IP, then how do we want to address this issue. So pertinent, we can just write a note and send it to our mailing list that this is how do we want to address this as a next step after it is on a public comment, right?
Yes. Okay. So let me summarize to make sure I understand correctly.
We are discussing all the entire first point ABC is in one go, right? So just ending now that we are agreeing with point number two to proceed further as option two. So whatever document we have ready, we are not considering any other script which is beyond the scope right now. If something comes up later, we will address this as a new body, as we are recommending something to be addressing this entire scripts within the region or within the new Brahmi area, whatever comes, or beyond that maybe, if indication panel thinks, and we see that accordingly, at later stage. And Petinan, you will agree with me. I'm just, a lot of people don't know about that. You know about it, that there is a expert panel for root zone application, right, which I'm part of. So this is kind of exercise, right? So we need to do for LGRs also probably, and maybe we take this step there if required, and we can include expand that. Yeah. So I will discuss this in that call whenever it is happening.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah? Okay.
All right. Okay. So shall we move on to the next agenda?
Yeah. Let's move.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right. Yes. So we have the LGR status update. We have Bangla. So can I invite Atua or Professor Udaya to come in, please? Thank you.
Professor Udaya, sir, please let us hear, and if required, Atua can supplement that.
Yeah, I have only sent the modified or drastically modified and improved upon LGR document to all of you, hoping that Samiran would have taken it or sent it to the Bangladeshi participants. I don't know whether he has done it or not. Both Sarmad and Pitinan have confirmed that they are working with Atiyur and Rajiv on the test levels and XML document. So this is the situation now. If this is sent to Bangladeshi group, then they can discuss among themselves and check whatever points they have made during the Dhaka face-to-face meeting, whether they have been reflected properly in our document. To my mind and to Atiyur's reading, all the points have been covered in our revised document. But still, they have to check whether they have any additional points to make, because the points they were making were not really in terms of changing the WLE rule or something. They were making points about the details of the descriptive part of the document, that is written the repertoire part of the document. So those have been taken care of already. And they had a major issue with the NUKTA analysis for the RA and all those things. So that have been... that has been resolved now.
So, Professor, I have a question to Pitinan. Don't we have all the five people who agreed to be part of to be this panel on the mailing list now?
Yes, we have all five on the mailing list now.
They're on the mailing list.
And actually,
so
we
whatever
expert joining up today
has sent has gone to them, right?
No, because I have sent it only to Sarma Pitinan, Ajay Deta, Kulkarni, and Rajiv Pavitra Sarkar and Atiyur. I haven't sent to NBGP panel in general. So I was waiting. So if you want tonight, I will send it to NBGP members.
Create another loop of Samiran to send it to and unnecessarily at the end for him. We are responsible for that. Let Samiran offline help. He is already on the call, maybe listening that. And we follow the same principle of sending the mailing list, and we request Samiran to please follow up offline and then get the response and support us in this panel, in this aspect. Respond to that if you are fine with that, or you are not fine with that. Based on the Bangladesh information, you have more better. You want to change it?
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Akhil speaking. Hello.
Yeah, hello. Welcome.
Okay.
Hi, Atul. Can hear you.
Right. Professor Deji is fine that you can send the Bangladesh document now on the mailing list.
Yeah, I can send it to all of them.
Yeah, that was fine. So that will, any other point on Bangla, because I think we are waiting for the response from Bangladesh, then we proceed further in that direction, right? Nothing else is pending.
No, I don't think anything else is there.
Great. Perfect. And to the next, next point is public comment for our proposal up to 7th of August. Pitinan, do you want to see your point?
Hi. Just to update, as of now, we still haven't received the comments. So maybe it will be a good idea if at least Gujarati and Kurumuki, if just quick leads can reach out.
Can I just come in for a minute, Pitinan? This Mohammed Abdul Haq is waiting at Dhaka from Bangladesh Internet Governance Forum. So if we can have him on our call today, he has given his number also, mobile number.
Yes.
If you can dial up and include him, maybe that Dhaka part of it, the reaction part of it, we can get some idea from them.
I guess he's already on the call. I can see
him.
On the call. He got connected already.
Good. But in that case, I will send the document, the revised document, which is kind of a minute incorporating all the comments that came up during the Bangladesh meeting to him as well as to all other members.
Great. So I have a two update to add on Pitinan's point, and which will cover the point 4 also, which is a FICCI outreach. I was actually a speaker in FICCI's conference for languages in Delhi, and where I, on the same day, it was on 30th, when the
document
got released. And I shared about that, this is the document, please go ahead and the comment, which actually excited this FICCI Delhi to have a meeting with us. So we wanted to have, they wanted to organize something with NBGP members, understand more about what we have been doing, what we have done. So they have sent an official mail to me, which I have forwarded to Samiran to take it further, because it's two organizations have to organize this discussion. And I think Samiran is taking up further to finalize. Once we have the date decided, I will float the discussion here and whomsoever can join. This is also one, because then it goes to the press, it goes to the media that this is the panel which met in Fikki and there are public comment is available. Another thing is, during that, some report journalists were there, which were covering the Bhashantra event, and they heard me, and I think, I don't know, I shared Udayaji's detail, or Mr. Mahesh Kulkarni's detail in the presentation. So maybe they contact in the days to come and cover.
No, they had already contacted me. I missed out that meeting. I could not go that day. So okay. They kept on telephoning me and contacting me, but I could not. I missed out.
No problem. So this is going to happen. So I think we are going to get a good public coverage soon for these three scripts. And once we have this three released tomorrow or day after, then we also have that similar people cover them too. So this is the update for Fikki outreach for New Brahmi Generation Panel. And I guess that we have our WhatsApp groups and linguist groups and our friends group. If we can share the link of that, which is already available on NBGP group, that will be great so that we can at least get some responses if required.
Yeah.
I think that's all from our side. Agenda is done. Anything else you want us to address pertinent, or we are fine?
Nothing from my side.
Okay. Great. Thank you. And let us close this officially. Let's thank you for joining the
Thank you so much.
Call, and look forward to see you on the call. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you all.